From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of talks on Syria's future are scheduled to get underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Wednesday was asked if he expected a breakthrough to end nearly 6 years of war.
Am I expecting a breakthrough? No, I'm not expecting a breakthrough. But I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
The UN diplomat said those trying to end the bloodshed are trying to outpace what he called the spoilers bent on derailing the peace process. These are the first political talks involving the government and opposition in nearly a year. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed.
Syria is now a different ball game, and the United Nations and the UN representative is standing still in its old place. That particular organization hasn't moved. It is becoming increasingly irrelevant.
He said new realities on the ground cannot be taken care of in Geneva. The opposition spokesman, Salem El-Mezlet, said they're looking for direct talks with the government.
We came hoping to see something positive for the Syrian people here in Geneva. We don't want this round to be like the last one. We want this one. We request and we want direct talks. Direct negotiation.
He said he hopes this fourth round will involve serious negotiations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it.
Famine is already a reality in parts of South Sudan. Unless we act now, it is only a matter of time until it affects other areas and other countries.
The UN declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeast part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months. The UN chief said a staggering $4.4 billion is needed by the end of March. This is VOA News. Two senior members of the Trump administration are in Latin America amid concerns about the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Mexico a day after new guidelines were made public for the building of a border wall to slow the flow of illegal immigrants and removing those undocumented migrants who pose a threat to public safety. Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly was in Guatemala Wednesday, insisting mass deportations are not underway, but he did bring a message.
My advice is to not take the risk with your own life or the life of your precious children to make this very, very dangerous journey.
Kelly said if you're Guatemalan and considering paying a lot of money to a smuggler to bring you to the U.S., you'll be wasting your money because you'll be returned quickly. Pakistan's military said paramilitary forces have launched a nationwide anti-terrorist operation in Punjab province. The decision follows a series of attacks that have killed more than 100 people in the past week, including an attack on a Sufi shrine in Sindh province that left at least 90 dead. The attack was claimed by Islamic State. French centrist politician François Bayrou, a former education minister who has run as presidential candidate in the past, has thrown his support to independent presidential hopeful Emmanuel Macron.
Cette situation nourrit le pire des risques.
Bayrou warned against what he called an outburst of extreme right and the danger the election could lead to the dismantling of the European Union. His support could boost Macron's chances of reaching a May runoff between two finalists involving following April's first round. Opinion polls put him close to conservative candidate François Fillon, a former prime minister, and the National Front's Marine Le Pen. Thousands of mourners gathered Wednesday in the Egyptian town of El Gamalia for the funeral of Muslim cleric Omar Abdel Rahman. The so-called blind sheikh's body was returned from a prison in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he'd been serving a life sentence on several terrorism-related charges stemming from the 1993 World Trade Center bombing in New York that killed six and wounded hundreds. Abdel Rahman died Saturday at age 78. Turkey says it's now allowing female soldiers to wear a headscarf with their uniforms, a change in regulations that is seen as a result of the influence of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Islamist-based ruling Justice and Development Party. The regulation is voluntary. Headscarves had long been banned in Turkish society, which, while majority Muslim, is officially secular. Wall Street continued in record territory Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones Index closing at another record high of 20,775. Meanwhile, the minutes released following the latest U.S. central bank's meeting indicates a hike in a key interest rate is imminent if the economy remains strong. Fed policymakers met January 31 and February 1st. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.